Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, Josh Pate joining us. All right, once again, talking college football with one of, if not the foremost authority right now in college football. Back with us here, now working for CBS Sports, right?
Yeah, he got his new contract, and you know where he's, you know about his school. You know, Trump used to have a university, and
yeah,
he got in trouble because his was, I guess it wasn't accredited, or they didn't actually have
Josh
classes.
Pate is accredited.
He has Pate State.
Yeah,
Pate and State. Pate State is also not accredited, but he's also not trying to give out degrees. You can either come to Pate State or not.
And if you don't,
sometimes Pate State are players, and sometimes it's good looking people.
And when you leave, you know ball.
Yeah, you got to know ball.
You got to know ball. Josh Pate, welcome in. How you doing, man?
We got anybody new at Pate State?
I've always said. I mean, that is one of the differences between myself and former President Trump is the accreditation status of our respective universities. I've always said that.
Always...
So I appreciate you emphasizing that.
You need it on your brochure. Okay.
Any new members of Pate State we need to know about?
Well, other than the two of you, and you're in the queue, so paperwork's still processing. So I don't have any notable enrollees yet.
That's fine.
Okay, a couple of things. Let's talk about, I tell you this, I watched a lot of the Penn State game. I thought Drew Aller looked a lot better.
Yep. We talked about him last week. Uh-huh. I actually sat here as the guest and just turned everything around on Lance and said, all right, what are the NFL guys saying about Drew? Because all spring and summer and fall, any of the NFL scouts that I had spoken to that had dropped by Penn State practice, they were all adamant that I know the numbers were bad last year in the big game. Their offense was terrible, no explosivity, but we have not given up on this guy at all. Like, we still think he's got the tools. We're still at least interested, if not really fascinated with him. And so, you know, I thought to myself, okay, well, I marry that feedback up with the fact that they went to Kansas and got Kolenicki, which, as a guy and a coordinator that had one of the highest explosivity rates in the country last year, which is why they hired him. And the Matthew Thomas kid, I believe is his name, at wide receiver, they liked as having wide receiver one potential. But all of this is hypothetical, and it's not stuff that you just blindly believe about a Penn State offense. So I was fine waiting and seeing, but then we waited and we saw, and they looked really different against West Virginia. And here's the thing. The same people who may have put Penn State on upset alert and said, watch out for West Virginia, when Penn State beat them soundly, those are the same people who say, well, who cares? It's just West Virginia. Well, I care. That's not nothing. Like, West Virginia is not going to be in the playoff mix, but that's not nothing. So now here I am with Drew Aller. I'm thinking to myself, wow, that may have been, I mean, guys, it may have been the best-looking quarterback performance, all things considered, in the Big Ten last week. That's 1 week sample size. So now, do we start to roll that week over week? Because if we do, think about what Miller Moss is doing at USC. Think about Drew. All right, then you've got Ohio State that's going to be there. We'll find out about Michigan this weekend. Oregon, that's its own conversation. I've got some questions about that. But at the very least, it makes the Big Ten picture at the top a little more crowded than it seemed like it would have been just a week ago.
Yeah, and, you know, with Drew Aller, this is the – and you asked me about that, and I don't think there was ever a time to panic on Drew Aller. Let it play out, because he's got the skills. And NFL teams understand, look, Bo Nix should be the cautionary tale. Bo Nix at Auburn, we all know how bad that was. Bo Nix at Oregon was a different guy. And it can be done to where you struggle in a year, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get it back, and you're a different player. So, you know, it's you have to judge every season by its own season. And by the same token, we got to watch Drew Aller play some more football and see where he is. But I agree with you. I mean, Penn State, I wasn't as big on Oregon as some people. I like Oregon's chances because Drew, you know, because not Drew.
Gabriel.
Yeah, Drew Gabriel. No, Dylan Gabriel. There it is. Dylan Gabriel, I think, is going to put up some stats. They couldn't run the ball against Idaho. And I watched some of Ohio State. My God, did you see Jeremiah Smith, the wide receiver they have there? Holy crap! Between him and the kid at Alabama, Those two guys are Ryan Williams. Holy crap! Are they talented? Yeah. Jeremiah Smith. It was like watching Julio Jones all over
again. What about the Arizona kid?
The body control. I know, but Ohio State is just another wide receiver. Hmm. It's in the mix now. Another high-end wide receiver is starting his freshman season. Like, holy crap, do they never run out? Is it a bottomless breadsticks over there at Ohio State?
Yeah, those two, there was a lot of hype about him. Ryan Williams at Alabama. Jeremiah Smith was the number one rated player in the country. I don't think a wide receiver has ever been that.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's this thing that happens anytime a true freshman gets really, really hyped. Which is fair, and that thing is, well, we haven't seen him play a game yet. Okay, but as you well know, there are certain types of just freak alien athletes that you don't have to see play the game before you get really excited about them. I mean, Jeremiah Smith dominated high school, was a standout physically at any camp setting he went to amongst the other best in the world at what he does. And he goes to Ohio State, and throughout the spring, because he's an early enrollee, Ryan Day, who is not one to just blanketly throw out praise on true freshmen, you could tell he was trying to temper his excitement when they'd ask him about him. In post-game, like post-practice media availability, I went up there in the spring after they were done with spring ball, and I asked him on the record about him, and he gave a pretty diplomatic answer. But I'm telling you, being around that building the rest of the day, when you didn't have the camera on, those guys were not bashful about saying, this is the best wide receiver in this building. He has not played a game yet. And this is Ohio State, mind you. That kid, that true freshman, is the best in the building. He will be a difference maker. He'll be a game changer from bell one. And they were saying the same thing down at Bama when we went there about Ryan Williams. Ryan Williams, guys, skipped a grade in high school. So he's supposed to be a senior in high school this year. And not only that, he's an early enrollee at that. So he comes in there, he lights it up in spring, he is quick as a cat, and also he's mentally one of those guys who just seems like he's about 27 years old. He seems like he's on his third NFL contract. Physically, he's about 170 pounds. They had to put weight on him. He's not big. Jeremiah Smith and he do not have the same body types at all, but when they touch the ball, you know they've got the ball in their hands.
It is a little weird. Let me bring this up with you. I don't know how many people will be interested in this topic, but Alabama, at some point, Nick Saban understood that speed was important off the edge, and he started looking for guys with a little more juice off the edge as opposed to just the power players. And at wide receiver, he ended up getting away a little bit from looking for prototypical Julio Jones type guys and Amari Cooper type guys, and he started not worrying as much about size at wide receiver. And you know, Jerry Jeudy's not the biggest guy. Of course, Ruggs was a little bit of – he was decent size, Henry Ruggs. But Calvin Ridley was slender. This kid, Ryan Williams, is a slender wide receiver. Jamison Williams was slender. It's kind of strange that Nick Saban somewhere along the line said, hey, you know what? Let's go. I'll let my receivers play in the 170s. I want them to be really fast.
Yeah, I think it was the Amari Cooper effect. Cooper came in there, rewrote all the record books. I mean, you had to game plan around that guy, and you're looking at him a few years removed from 6'4 Julio Jones being the guy that everyone looked at as a standard. Now Amari comes in there 6 foot, 6 foot one, whatever he is, and just, I mean, torches everyone. So then it's not an accident. You got Waddle that comes through, you got Jeudy, you got Calvin Ridley, you got all these guys who come through. None of them are taller than 6'2. Some of them aren't even 6 foot. Devontae Smith wins a Heisman there. And, I mean, you turn sideways, you can't even see him. He's like a sheet of paper. So I think that also they realized this is college football. Yards after catch really mean a lot here too. And if we've got the best quarterbacks in the world and we go get the best offensive linemen in the world, we probably don't need to be winning many 50-50 jump balls. We could probably do well not having to live off that. So, yeah, I don't remember, Lance, off the top of my head, I don't even remember the last time a guy 6'4 or taller even factored at Alabama at the wide receiver position.
No, and they're not 200-pound guys, 190 something. Like, they weigh less than they ever have, but it's probably – you're probably – and it's weird to me because Nick is such a traits guy. Yeah. But you look at Xavier – look at Tank Dell and Xavier Worthy and the impact these slender guys with speed are now having on college football, and potentially we'll find out with the NFL. It's just – it's an interesting trend for me, for somebody who evaluates talent. Another one, though, is really about, you know, the portal. And one of the things I think we're finding is that – if you are a higher echelon team and you portal players in, sometimes you are portaling in players who weren't as good at teams as you were expecting. However, when you're a team that's on the lower end where you're not as good as your talent wasn't as good, portals can be huge. And I'm thinking specifically of Miami, who, you know, have been smart with their portals, but also like an Arizona State, for example, they have a ton of portals and things worked out well. Texas A&M portal players in didn't make a difference last week. Florida State's portaled a bunch of guys in, hadn't made a difference at all.
It's an interesting thing, you know, because unlike us, who can, we have the ability to sit here after the fact and judge the strategy. If you're setting the strategy, you don't get that benefit. So Mike Norvell and his staff, they have not done a great job by any stretch in high school recruiting. They went and portaled, and the best slash worst thing that could have happened was last year because it seemingly validated their approach. But that was so short term. That was a sugar high. Now you're seeing the true feast or famine result of leaning on the portal. And leaning on it when you shouldn't have to. Florida State football should not have to lean on the portal. They're one of 20 programs who should be recruiting at a high enough level. So now he's in a situation there where his team's dead in the water. He does not have guys who bought into Florida State. He has mercenaries who landed there because it's just the next step in their progression. But it's a lot of guys. And this is not the only example of this, but it's a lot of guys who looked and said, what can Florida State do for me instead of what can I do for Florida State? And I'm not sitting here painting every kid you get out of high school as a saint, but by and large, when you recruit majority high school football players, I don't care if it's Florida State or Louisville, when you recruit a majority of high school football players, they buy into you. You are selling Florida State. You're selling Texas. You're selling USC, and they buy into you. Whatever your values and principles are, however it is you're built, they buy into you. Then you keep them there and immerse them in that culture year over year, and by the time they're a junior, their mentality is a little different. Their heart's a little different. And then you multiply that over a roster, and you get the kind of effort you're supposed to get. Well, if you do it the other way, you stand in a risk-reward scenario to get the kind of effort that Florida State got the other night and the week before. And you've got a roster, allegedly, that's littered with future NFL guys, and they out-talent both teams they've played so far by a wide margin, and yet they get trucked on the field. And everyone's left wondering, how is this? How could this be? Well, that's how it is. It's not a game played by individuals. It's a game played by units. It's a team game.
Josh Pate with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Does Texas deserve to be a 7-point favorite at Michigan?
Yeah, I have it exactly on the number. I know we love talking about this, but I have it exactly on that number. And so now, here's what I'm thinking. We see it with Iowa football all the time, not to compare the two programs, but Iowa over the last several years has gone into football games with no illusions of what things are. They have known if we're going to win, defense has got to win us the game. Offense, hopefully they squeeze a couple of drops out of the sponge, but defense has got to win us the game. I almost picture Michigan going into this game with a richer man's version of that mentality. Their offense looked bad last week. They started the quarterback they didn't want to start. They didn't want to start Davis Warren. They wanted Orgy to win that job. But they can't give it to him. He's got to win it. And he did not win it. And as a result, they have built from a personnel standpoint and a scheme standpoint, they have built their offense for one guy. The other guy is the one who's starting. It kind of is what it is at this point. They're still mixing and matching on the offensive line. Everyone assumes because they won the last two Joe Moore awards, they'll just magically coalesce into this wonderful unit again this year. Maybe they will, but it wasn't that way in week one. And so I think they understand that we are not going to light Texas up here. But what we can do is we can throw that run game off kilter. We can get them in a bunch of third and six pluses, and we've got the secondary. We got the kind of habit makers that could force them to give us this game. That's the way Michigan wins this. I think there's a pretty sizable special teams edge towards Texas in this game as well, not to mention how deep they are at pass catcher. Like, Will Johnson's a wonderful corner, and it may be that Isaiah Bond has one catch for 12 yards in this game. Well, you also got Golden over there, you got Bolden, you got Wingo, you got a whole bunch of other big-time players, and the RPO game also I think will give Michigan some issue. I'll be the guy who takes Texas and lays the points. I think they're going to go up there and make a statement the same way they did at Bama, either last year or year before, whenever that was.
Yeah, and laying seven looks like that feels like what it should be, but I would think that it would start off at three, like Texas maybe 3-7 on the road at Michigan seems so high, but really when you watch Michigan, Michigan's lost so many players, the coaches. I'm kind of with you, Josh. I don't see how offensively they're going to move the ball great. They didn't really do much offensively when Sherrone Moore was, you know, the temporary head coach, and he was the offense coordinator as well. So I really have some doubts about how they're going to score against Texas. I think it's going to be low scoring. I'm going to say this early on, so I have it on the record. Miller Moss, since you mentioned his name, this is a name you need to keep on your radar.
Yes.
In the NFL draft, because this is the type of player who NFL teams end up loving. He's got some Mac Jones to him when it comes to what his pathway to an NFL, you know, draft could look like. But Cam Ward's got the great arm talent, but Miller Moss looked really poised, really accurate, and those are the two big things you got to have with NFL quarterbacks. So keep an eye on USC's Miller Moss for sure.
Hey, I was down there at that Miami game. So first off, I endorse everything you just said about Miller Moss. And he's a guy who had opportunities to leave, by the way, and didn't. 2021 guy. Just like Nussmeier at LSU. They're both 2021 guys and stuck around the whole time. So I was on the field for this Florida-Miami game. And I just kind of made it a point to embed myself with Miami all day. So locker room pre- and post-game, on field for warm-ups, just as close to Cam Ward as I could get. That guy seems like he's been there 3 or 4 years. The way the team acts around him, the way he just carries himself in general, he acts like he's played in a ton of big-time venues. He acts like he's played in a ton of big-time games. And those kids act like he's sort of been their alpha for 3 or 4 years, and he just got there in the spring. And it's really interesting to just watch that, because I know on the broadcast, everyone sees that he lit Florida up. And that's his first game, by the way, just right out the chute in a new offense. But from an intangible standpoint, I'm looking at those other pieces, because I think the physical piece will be there. The performative piece will be there. But those intangibles, the stuff that come NFL draft time, we only get to hear inklings and reports of, I think he'll grade fairly highly on that front as well.
Josh, I know you saw this, and John, I think you saw it, and I know Dell saw it. There's a video of him and other quarterbacks getting someplace, and he's getting after Shador Sanders. Like, he's acting like you're just showing up here, you're not putting the work in, you're not putting the time in. Like, Cam Ward was getting after Shador and some of the other quarterbacks. Are you familiar mm-hmm. with that video, Josh? Did you
when
see
they were
it?
Working out, yeah.
Yeah, I am. And those guys work out together a lot.
Yeah.
So the backstory there was not they're strangers in one place. It's they work out together a fair amount. And he's just jumping down his throat because the kid showed up, I mean, and wasn't ready to go. And then the other night, I don't know if folks saw this, but the other night, right before that game, I think it was Shador, hops on social media and talks about what's about to happen. Cam Ward's about to own this moment, and he did. And so it's just, that's kind of the way that guy is. I was down there watching him work out in the off season, and it was the same thing. It was like watching a general command a bunch of troops, but mm-hmm. the troops have been there for a long time. And the guy playing the role of the general just walked in the door a month earlier.
You got to love it. You got to love that that leadership. Well, listen, Josh, we appreciate you joining us. And Josh's late kick is, when does that usually drop? When does your podcast and all your video content come out?
Well, so we do it live Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 7 o'clock Central, but it's there on demand anytime you want it on the YouTube channel, podcast feed. Like last night's show is there right now, and we predicted every game for this weekend. So a whole lot of fun stuff.
Every game?
Every game.
Okay, I didn't drop down and do the incarnate word game. Okay, I left App State alone.
But if you can get action on it, you've got it. You're looking at every game you can get action on.
You know me all too well.
And Josh won't do it. Let's alert the people. There's been a bit of a rebrand. It's now the Josh Pate's College Football Show. That's the name of the channel now. That's the name of the show as well. Obviously sponsored by Academy, but still, Josh Pate's College Football Show. Type that in on YouTube. You can find the channel.
There it is. And he's got his own channel. That's how big he is.
Look at Dell helping you.
His own channel. He's got his own college.
Giving you the rebrand.
He's too big for us.
No, he's not. He's
always here every week.
Every week.
Every week at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Josh, as always, thanks. We appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. There's Josh Pate right here. The Josh Pate College Football Show.
Sorry, what about start featuring Josh Pate.
What about the John Daspit Show?
John Daspit Show. Well, John Daspit loves Josh Pate.
He does?
Man, he loves Josh Pate. As a matter of fact, when I get a hold of John, John may end up sponsoring this segment because that's how much he likes Josh Pate. Because Josh Pate is really good at what he does, and John is really good at what he does. John Daspit, I'm talking about, with the Daspit Law Firm. He's got over 60 lawyers working for him, and he's hiring right now. If you're a lawyer who wants to work in his personal injury firm, he'd love to talk to you because he needs people, because he wants to make sure that every lawyer in his firm has the right amount of cases, so they're not overdoing it, because everyone who is injured, John wants to have the proper care and the proper attention spent. There's a lot of personal injury lawyers who are going to treat you like a number. They're going to get you in, get you out, get a settlement. They work in cahoots with the insurance companies. They're going to take their percentage and they're gone. Boom. With John Daspit, that's not the case. He makes sure that they overturn every stone, find out every bit of, payment that is going to be you're responsible for in terms of hospital bills, your time missed from work, and then they come up with a strong settlement for pain and suffering, and they grind on those insurance companies. They are not letting them get away with what they get away with other lawyers. They're going to make sure that they fight hard for you and you get a fair settlement, and that's what you are looking for when you go with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Time to break. Look at what Josh Pate did to the show. Josh Pate did that.
It would be time to break, but considering you guys don't go to break on time no matter what, it's not really.
Well, it was Josh's fault. We can't blame us.
Yeah, this one won't be as long as the first segment of the 9 o'clock hour. We got about 9:34.
Hey, by the way, you know Mr. Company Man Dell in there? When I was here on Monday and Dell was doing a show, he's like, I know we're running a little bit late and we'll get to a break in a second. It was 10:06 or 11:06. I guess 11:06. He was 6 minutes past the top of the hour.
Well, because you came in
bad person
uninvited earlier in the show and threw off the entire clock.
No. That was the first. That was the second.
It was the second segment, and you.
This is 11:06.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And you're doing us a wrap-up sign, and you're 11:06.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Why would you not invite Lance on your show?
Well, he walked by and just came in. I didn't say.
This is what he was doing.
I did not wave you in.
The only acknowledgement
I gave him is I said, you look like an active shooter. Turn your hat around.
Yeah, I had my hat like this, and he thought that it made me look like an active shooter.
Well, you could be a sniper.
Yeah, that's what you look like. Yeah.
Well, a sniper's not bad.
No.
Like in Fauda? Boy, what a great show that is. Holy crap.
Fauda's really good.
It's one of the best. Have you seen it, Dell?
No, I know what you're talking about.
It's one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
I watched the whole thing. It's great.
And this is how.
All four seasons.
He knocked me off the clock. He just randomly said something, and it just took us in a direction I didn't want to go in.
No.
And so we were still trying to catch up.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I am a company man. I show up to work. I'm like you two.
I've listened to. I've got an old Dell thing that. God willing, it will run on my thing. On your thing?
It's going to run on your thing?
Okay. I don't want anything running on your thing.
Oh, you don't like your clientele? Well, I think we know that.
Yeah.
If you've ever had
Dell's, this is just called Dell's Full of Hate. And this is from 2010. And it's when Dell tried to tell me that people who serve
you're a sample guy.
The samples hate me.
They recognize you.
And they recognize me and they hate me in just in general. And then it comes out that Dell never even worked doing samples. He's like, He kept saying we like he was a sample guy.
No.
And it turns out you were never even a sample guy.
I worked in food service and I worked in customer service places, and we always recognize the people who are trying to get their hustle on.
But you acted like you were a sample server and you weren't.
I'm telling you, Lance. The people who, wherever you're going, Costco, HEB, whatever you're doing to get your samples, those people know it's that day and you're coming around, and they don't like you because they know you're just here. You're not here to buy anything.
I don't know the days. I'm assuming they always have. It's really more times than days now.
But if you're there on at the same time or the same day, generally people who work those shift jobs are working
there all the time anymore.
You used to be, yeah. But those
I used to go to that. I
understood. You used to.
But Central Market.
At the time,
COVID ruined it.
When you did it, the people who work there know the days you're coming in. Like, oh, okay, here's this guy again. They know.
They don't know.
We do know.
Sometimes I wear
a disguise.
Different hats.
No.
Sometimes I turn it sideways and
trust
go, hey, Deuce.
Anyone who's worked
listen, a lot of times those guys will just ask you as you're walking by, you know, hey, you want to try? And like, no, I don't want to try that.
But he's not the type who's like, no, I don't want to try anything.
But if you come, but if like Lance, you know, comes like six times.
Yeah.
Right?
They recognize
you. But I don't. That's really my daughter who does that.
No, this is now. We're talking about back then.
Well, back then, I was more flagrant.
Yeah, you bragged about you. That's how you ate lunch.
Yeah, I did one time. I went to HEB and to Central Market and Costco.
And you used it to eat your lunch by taking samples.
We were talking about, me and this guy, Sean, were talking about doing a documentary instead of Super Size Me. Called Sample Size Me, see how long you could subsist on samples from grocery stores.
Yeah.
Doing a short doc, which would have been pretty
it would have been funny.
Awesome.
And,
yeah.
And if you don't think the sample people didn't recognize you, and when they did see you coming, go, oh, not this guy again.
They don't, because I do things to be tricky.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I used to. I used to change, like, I would take a jacket off.
That's not tricky.
Put it on, put a hat on.
That's not tricky.
You could wear glasses, take glasses off.
Is it the same face? Are you doing Mission Impossible? You have a mask on? Because if it's the same face, they know who you are.
Change.
No.
By having a phone up here like this, I feel like you're on the phone and just reaching for it.
What are you talking about?
There's a lot of different ways you can do it.
Lance, they knew
that was the sample segment.
Yeah.
Right here.
Now, do you know at Central Market they used to have a big thing of butter, like this big, in a silver mixing bowl, a tub of butter is huge. And they had like three different types of breads that were just cut up. And there was no one there to serve you. You could just get
it. You just go up and get it.
It was
honor
system.
I think that you still do that.
No, COVID changed it.
Oh, really?
You can get the bread. The butter's not out anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we're
that
fine.
Bread,
COVID's gone.
That is an excellent bread department.
It is a great.
Yes. If you're a bread fan,
Central Market
is the place to go. Bring money, though. They like money there.
Yeah, they like you to actually
pay
for
like
some of the food.
They
as opposed to you walking around their market just eating samples.
There's Company Mandel making sure you buy the product.
They'd actually like you to buy some food when you're in there.
Yeah, they do like that.
The samples are an enticement to buy the food.
Well, don't worry. Their markup's pretty substantial.
I've been to Central Market before. I'm aware.
Yeah.
By the way, I went to Publix, the much lauded version in the South.
Yeah.
I can't front that spicy chicken tender sandwich. It's
big
time.
Wait. But did you try the spicy wings?
I didn't go. I didn't get the wings. Though.
At Publix?
At Publix, I get them every time I go. We go to Florida. Publix spicy.
They're already cooked. They're just cold.
They're already cooked.
Warm them up.
And they're in that little basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're excellent.
They have a new, like the spice, like the chicken tendy sub is the thing everyone talks about if you go to Publix. They have a new honey hot sriracha, which all it is they put the normal tenders in a sauce and they mix it. I'm telling you, Publix. I thought it was a game. I thought y'all was lying.
Mm-mm.
It's the stuff. Go down there. If you're in Florida or Georgia, go to Publix. I think it's maybe just based in Florida. Go to Publix.
Yeah.
Try their deli section. Go
I've
get
been
yourself
there,
a
but I've never been to
good. Yeah. Really good. All right, time to talk about Dream Rate. Talk about, you know, us is good. My man, Kent Jones over at Dream Rate. Listen, if you're a first time buyer, if you have never bought a house before, you're renting right now, you can do it. You say, well, this isn't a great time. Don't listen to everybody else. Build your own wealth. Don't be giving that landlord your money. You've got to build your own wealth, and you can do it. And actually, in a lot of cases, you'll be spending less on your mortgage than you're spending on your rent right now. Well, I can't do it. Yes, you can do it. Kent Jones is going to show you the way. Kent Jones is going to show you how you can get government subsidies because you're a first-time buyer. Kent Jones is going to show you how you're going to get a mortgage that'll fit your budget. Okay, he's going to show you how you can maybe get over a little bit on the down payment. He's going to show you the way to buy a home. Dude's been doing it for 30 years. You think he don't know? You think he doesn't know all the ins and outs? You think he doesn't know how to get around stuff? He does it every day. And not so much. It's nothing illegal. He just knows how to work that system, how to get you into that house. So if your first time you're sitting out there, you're going, man, I'm sick of renting. I can't do this. Yes, you can. Call Kent Jones and let him show you how to do it, because it's what he's been doing for 30 years of his life. Dude knows, and he'll show you. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, L-O-A-N, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
We were just talking about something. I have to apologize to members of the African American community who have told me you need to be lemon pepper wings. I'm like, I don't
know. And you questioned them on this?
Yeah, I did. And
what's wrong with you?
I've been on lemon pepper wings
for years, but I'm dark meat.
Yeah, I know.
You owe us all an apology, and I want it!
I knew all about.
I had some outside of Atlanta when me and Dusty were there, and it was really, really good. But it was a wet wing.
Dry rub
is the best.
Downstairs in the conservatory, they have a dry rub at Soul Kitchen, or I don't know what it's. I can't remember the name of it. They have lemon pepper wings. It's dry. I was like, I've got to make amends and apologize to people who have been telling me for years lemon pepper was the way to go.
Pathetic! You are pathetic!
You didn't question black people on wings? I mean, you did question black people on wings? You didn't believe them?
Well, I just thought that it was just too much hype around lemon pepper wings. And you know, the reason it came out is when, remember during COVID, that Lou Williams went to the strip club just because he was trying to get the wings? Do you know? And that was Dreams, right? Or no?
Magic City.
It was in Magic City. That's right. He said, apparently the Magic City lemon pepper wings are just special.
We should go.
There's a place called Dreams.
For wings? You want to go to Atlanta for wings?
Dreams is a strip club here, I think. Down not that far where I live. But I think there's a new place called... Like, it's a brick and mortar where it's called Dream Wings, where I think the wings are so successful or so popular in the truck that's outside the strip club that they've turned it into an actual, like, a restaurant. And I will absolutely, I'm a lemon pepper fan now. I got to admit the truth.
Well, wow, welcome.
You know what I get at Buffalo Wild Wings all the time when I go watch the Astros in L.A.? Lemon pepper.
Yeah.
Dry rub. That's what I get.
Rick Ross would like you to win.
Yeah, he's new to the game.
He had been told. He just decided. No. I don't trust these black people.
I don't
wings.
Trust black people. That's what he just said.
Is that what you're telling us, Lance? You don't trust black people.
I didn't trust the.
I don't trust black people.
Not trust. No, I just didn't pay attention. That's not what I said.
It sounded like what you said.
That's not. Y'all are trying to make it sound. No, I said I didn't
white
take enough
power!
Stock. I didn't take enough stock. In
I miss Tyler White.
I know you do.
I just ignored. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a big lemon pepper guy.
So
I didn't think I was. But it turns out I am.
So you black people wanted their voice to be heard. You said, no, I don't want to hear it.
That's not how that went.
Shut up and dribble.
Shut up and stop talking to me about wings. Oh, you think you know chicken.
No.
Is that what he told them?
I never thought
I'd be a lemon pepper guy, and I am a lemon pepper guy.
Well,
that's what it was. Not shut up and dribble.
Shut up and stop talking about chicken.
Chicken. I know. Okay.
I'm a grill master. I don't know if you've heard.
This is what Yeah, I'm with Dell on this. LZU slipping. Lemon pepper is probably the most reliable across wing distribution.
Yeah.
Dream Wings in the Heights area is very good.
You know the Greek wings at Damaris? You know Greek chicken has lemon on it. That's what. And the Greek wings at Damaris, the fried Greek wings, are spectacular. They're just like lemon pepper
so
wings.
So, like you read, consistency of the wings across whoever's making them, you're probably going to get a pretty good wing when it's lemon pepper.
Yep.
Just trust the people talking to you, Lance.
Lance, stop lemon doubting. Lemon pepper,
okay.
Stop doubting the black
pepper. Okay, here's what other people are saying. Lemon pepper is ass cheeks, most overrated.
When black people speak, listen, Lance.
Yes.
Lemon pepper only on
maybe
fish.
Maybe you should hear their voices every once in a while.
He loves playing this. He loves his new role. His new role. He's doing his new character. The mouthpiece for the black community. He's wearing his kente cloth. You see? He's got his kente cloth, and he's kneeling right now in the Capitol.
The only time
what he's doing right now.
The only time him and Pelosi
will... He's in full Pelosi.
The only time he and Pelosi will agree on anything.
I know. It's right there.
I love
dry lemon pepper wings all day. So, yeah.
I have to reinvent myself.
Yeah. It's a new
lemon
day.
Lemon pepper blows.
Oh,
that's a white girl
already.
Saying that.
Of course.
Oh.
That's Dez.
Okay.
Of
racist.
Course.
Dry rubs are superior. Racist. Lemon pepper blows, she says.
If you hate lemon pepper, racist maybe. Okay. Because we.
Stop rubbing your forearm.
If lemon pepper is the most consistent flavor, that means pepper. It's trash.
Is it? If it's good on across
you're telling me
all
to listen
wing makers,
to the people?
Yeah.
Which people are you listening to
well,
now?
Well, just people from Twitch.
Oh, well. Okay. Because that population's the one you should be listening to, not black people talking to you about wings.
And then the black people on Twitch are saying lemon pepper is good.
Yeah.
So it's kind of consistent.
Yeah. Stop silencing black people, Lance.
I'm not silencing voices. It's time that you started centering our wing sauce or our wing flavors. You guys are the worst.
I love this.
You guys truly are.
All right, Dell, what did we miss today? Anything? Patrick Surtain signed the biggest
money.
Deal in defensive back history.
And
really good.
You know whose new agent saw that? Derek Stingley's new agent. Mulligetto was like, oh, that's interesting. We'll talk in the offseason.
Who's Stingley's agent? By the
Mulligetto.
Way, does anyone
you
know why?
That? Mulligetta's his new agent.
Of course. Does anyone know why Micah Parsons and Tyreek Hill were at the Longhorn game? I saw a picture of it. Somebody who was there, they're right sitting right above him. Micah Parsons and Tyreek Hill were there. Who are their agents?
I don't know. Well, Drew Rosenhaus, is it? I think that's Tyreek's agent.
Is he still?
I think because when he got his new deal.
David Mulligetta's. Micah Parsons agent.
I think Tyreek has Rosenhaus. Because I remember when Tyreek got his deal in the offseason, before leading up to it, he just told his agent, hey, just don't get me traded because he wanted to stay in Miami. I think it's Rosenhaus.
Yeah, it's Drew Rosenhaus for him. So I don't know why they were there together, but they were watching Longhorn game.
Micah and Tyreek.
Yep, and they were both doing horns up.
They weren't doing. I hate when people do horns down.
John did horns down the entire every time a Longhorn player was even picked in our auction, John would do horns
well,
down.
Well, because Soli's right behind me and Wex is over there.
Yeah, but they're not obnoxious Texas fans.
Soli is.
You are the obnoxious fan.
No, I
know. You are obnoxious anti-Texas.
Gotta give him the horns down.
Why are you doing horns down?
Just to make him
so aggressively.
Okay. So
why would you irritate them?
Draft,
what did they do to you?
During a fantasy draft, they might throw off their game.
You're trying to tilt them?
Yeah. 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 And it worked.
Did it?
Look at my team versus theirs. Terrible.
I don't know.
We went head to head a couple of times, me and Wex. And I didn't back down. Devontae Adams, I didn't back down off him.
No.
I didn't
everyone
think
was excited
make
about
a big, big comeback this year.
For Gardner Minshew?
For Gardner Minshew targeted Michael Pittman 156 times last year.
Oh, the targets are high.
Yeah.
The touchdowns weren't.
The touchdowns weren't. But that's a different deal.
Yeah, that's more points.
You're right. That's not it. It was about the running game in Indianapolis getting the touchdowns.
Was
as
it?
Opposed to, yeah.
Okay.
Probably. I don't know.
If that's what you think.
Gardner Minshew is going to get Devontae his points. Trust me.
Hey, if that's what you think, that's great.
That is what I think. We got to break it. News. Oh, the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I am talking about, oh, my man Jim Fiume over Gulf Coast Windows. Gulf Coast Windows is awesome. There's another company that's been around forever. How about 35 years? Built a reputation not only for quality of their windows, but impeccable customer service. This is not just we're going to throw some windows in, people. This is replacement windows that are top of the line, upgrading. If you have any noise, if you feel like the seals aren't great, you're losing air. If you feel like they're flimsy, you have flimsy windows, you get the best window in the market today. Okay, they've been doing this in Fiume. It's just fantastic. The business that he has built and the quality of the work and the workmanship, because it's awfully important too. Homes, it doesn't matter how big your home is, how old it is, what kind of style it is. They've got a window for you. They've got a showroom that is, it's huge. It's huge. And the selection is fantastic. You need to replace those windows. There's one place to go, GulfCoastWindows.com. That's GulfCoastWindows.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Mad Dog likes the Texans over 9.5. You got to give one minus 145, though. So go to 10. Let's go. News of the Weird. How about this? Mobile phones won't give you brain cancer.
Bang!
A new study has found that mobile phones. Did you ever worry about that? As much as you hold that against your ear,
no.
That you would get brain cancer.
I don't talk that much. None of us do.
We don't talk that much. We text a lot more now.
Yeah, we don't talk as much anymore.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
But you could get hand cancer. I worry about hand cancer and wrist cancer.
I don't.
Thumb cancer.
Look at all these things I got in my hand. That's from golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got golf cancer.
I got a golf hand. But here's the deal is I've always wondered, but here's the thing. If your friends call you, text. Don't call. Just text your friends. If you're a caller, you're aggravating people, just so you know.
Are you really?
Right. Aren't you? If you're calling people, just text them and tell them what you think.
I think it's generational. Certainly texting has become the thing, but a lot of, we would say the young people love the FaceTime.
They like
a FaceTime, yeah.
My daughter always FaceTimes us.
Yeah.
Yeah. My two daughters. Of course, I want to see the baby, the other one. And you. I want to see you too, Steffi. Don't.
Too late now. You already
it's
said
way
it.
Too late now. She knows, though. A new survey says procrastination o'clock. What time? When does it start during the work week?
I have time.
When does procrastination o'clock start?
Can I tell you for me? You mean what time of the day?
Yeah, during the work week starts, when does procrastination in the workplace start?
Well, for
start?
Me, it's daily at about 1 o'clock.
Okay. And new survey says noon on Monday. By noon on
That's
Monday,
early.
People are already progressing.
The Chinese are going to kill us.
Oh,
they're
already killing us.
They're going to keep crushing
they're
us.
Already destroyed. They own half the country. I don't know if you heard. Just so you know. A new survey says procrastination o'clock hits at noon on Monday.
Mine hits
seems
at
a little
one.
Early.
Mine hits at 1 every day, though.
Every day?
Yeah.
At 1 every single day.
And then I get a second wind to start doing stuff again at like 5. Mm. So it only lasts for 4 hours.
Would you like to move to Venezuela?
I'm out on that right now.
Apparently, Maduro, their president, he says... Christmas will start in October in Venezuela.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to move the birth.
I want to move there.
We're going to move the birth of Christ up.
Well, I think it starts there and ends. It
goes
all
well,
the way.
Sunday 99's
yeah.
got that beat.
He said this, September smells like Christmas. Okay.
He said September smells like Christmas.
Smells like
Listen,
Christmas.
Listen, sir, I know your country is in deep despair right now economically. I don't think you just pushing Christmas to October is going
to
help.
This year, to honor you all, to thank you all, I'm going to decree the beginning of Christmas on October 1st. Christmas arrived for everyone in peace, joy, and security, thanks to me.
Did he say that?
No, he didn't say that thanks to me, but I think we can just assume that. There's a new parking lot in Oxfordshire.
Wait, wait. This is what the headline says here. Maduro decrees Christmas will start in October as Venezuela cracks down on dissent. Christmas is here, so I don't want to hear any of you say... Not one of you better say nothing. You got Christmas early, so shut up.
You better not talk back about Christmas right now. There's a new $51 million parking lot in Oxfordshire. One little problem.
What?
There's no road to get to it.
Well, that's part two.
That's just a small little
that's
issue
part two.
That they're having.
Give it some time.
They forgot to attach it to a road.
Give it time.
No, the road won't grow, Lance. You have to actually attach the road to the parking lot. So that seems to be a bit of a problem.
You seem like a bit of a stickler on this.
Yeah. But they got a picture. The whole parking lot is empty, beautiful. It's huge. Well,
you can't get there.
Nobody can get there. There's no cars because nobody can get there. Oh, my God. Are we stupid? We're stupid people. We really kind of are.
Well, that's Oxfordshire, dude.
Yeah, I know. Well,
We're not stupid people. No, Oxfordshire's full of fools.
Okay, we got a couple of... Okay, a Florida woman was arrested after swapping price tags in Target in a shoplifting scheme. Apparently, she was doing it for a while. And another man, a Florida man, swaps tags, steals $6,000 piece of art for just $50. Are you finessing the game, or are you stealing?
That's theft.
Yeah, like you guys heard about the Chase glitch that worked for like two people and ruined everyone else's lives.
No,
yeah,
like apparently you could write a check to yourself for a giant amount and deposit it, and before the computer software, you had to do it online. Before the computer software caught up to it, you'd have $40,000 in your account that you could take out. Except Chase kind of fixed it pretty quickly, and once you wrote the check to yourself, it cleared. And wait a minute, now there's a minus $31,000 in your account because people were trying to go through.
I saw that guy who's got $31,000 debt.
Yeah,
you tried to steal money.
That's check fraud. That's all it is.
Yeah,
yeah. So you try to
even to yourself.
Yeah, you try to make. You try to get in before they fix the issue, but they fix it really quickly. So now you owe them $31,000 if you took any of it out. Because people are stupid. Said
you're
that's check fraud.
Yes. Okay, writing a check for that you can't cash to yourself is still stealing.
Yes.
Yes.
No matter what you think.
Don't know if you heard. All right, we're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody, on this holiday week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What?
It's a beautiful holiday week.
But Christmas is coming up in Venezuela.
It's football eve. So where do we have to go? Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. Oh, man. Underdog Fantasy has... They're up to $1,000 payoffs? This is... I don't know how they're... I really need to look into how they're doing this. This is pretty incredible. Underdog Fantasy right now, over 1 million fans, you know, across 33 states got into the game last year by making picks on Underdog, like I've told you guys to do. You can win up to 1,000 times your money by choosing higher or lower on your favorite players with touchdowns, passing yards, rushing stats, things like that. But the real key is making sure that you head over to Underdog and download the app. You can download the app, the Underdog simple-to-use mobile app, or underdogfantasy.com. You can sign up with promo code Lance, and Underdog's going to give you a free pick to use on your first cash pick'em entry, plus up to $1,000 bonus cash when you deposit. That's promo code Lance to claim your new customer special of a free pick and your deposit offer. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.